for the environment.
Have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. 43 million Americans heading somewhere this hour. It's the start of the busy Memorial Day travel weekend.
About 37 million people on the roads of that 43 million total. That is an increase of about 4% compared to last year, and the second busiest day on the roads Memorial Day weekend since 2005.
Jeff Locke with the Fox Business Network. He's on the road in Chicago. Motorists paying $2.88 a gallon nationwide. Some people in the Midwest will spend this weekend sandbagging, with rivers expected to flow over their banks. Others already cleaning up flood and tornado damage, with more severe weather in the forecast.
Three different areas that we're watching for tornadoes today. One across Illinois, another one down from Kansas, down across parts of West Texas. One tornado warning right now just north of the Big Bend.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. This is Fox News.
Holiday week and I'm traveling on Memorial Day here to soon be gone. Sometimes I fly, stay home. Sometimes this year I decided to drive. I should have brought a granola bar. Didn't plan on living inside my car. It's a bumper to bumper parking lot. We'd be going faster if we stopped. Here on the interstate, that guy's at my tailgate. We'll never be on our way, yeah.
Involved in the traffic. 43 million people hitting the road. But what does the media tell us today? Tourism is down. I don't know, Brant may call this afternoon, but I'm going to ask him a question. Tourism is down from people coming to this country. Is it because they hate America because Donald Trump is president? No. Brant's told us many times that the economies in other countries are not doing that well. Because they elected governments like the one we had for 8 years.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Among other things.
And they're trying to change it, slowly but surely.
So they're making the narrative. It's all we get. We don't get news. We get narratives.
Yeah.
Even Fox, at times, is the same thing. That's why overseas tourism coming to this country is down. Because they don't. Things are tight. But you don't have to believe me. I'll ask Branton if I'm wrong. I'll blame Joey.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I think this is pretty electrifying. And it's interesting enough where it's not like we're trying to change the tone of our holiday weekend. But according to a blog, the suicide note left by Fidel Castro's eldest son has rocked the Cuban nation this week. The most astonishing revelation being the claim that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was his half-brother and the son of the late Fidel Castro.
Yep. Wow. No, I've seen there was the theory put out there when Trudeau first came to power with the mashups, the photos of Castro right next to Trudeau. So this is interesting.
It's very interesting.
The handwritten note left by Fidel Castro Diaz Balart. Now, you know what's interesting about that? I had a good buddy down in Florida. He was a TV reporter. And I think he eventually went to NBC Network, Jose Diaz Balart. So I don't know if they're connected or not. Anyway, the handwritten note left by Fidel Castro Diaz Balart, 68, the eldest of Fidel Castro's children, appears to confirm the longstanding rumor in Cuba that Fidel Castro fathered Justin Trudeau after a public tryst with Margaret Trudeau in 1970. Castro Diaz Balart, who had been attended by a group of doctors for several months due to a state of profound depression, committed suicide this morning, says the story. The death of the high-profile government nuclear scientist, also known as Fidelito or Little Fidel, because of how much he looked like his father, stunned the nation. However, it is his explosive suicide note that has set tongues wagging in Cuba. Amid a wide-ranging barrage of complaints, the note suggests that Fidelito was angry with his late father, the revolutionary Castro. Fidelito wrote that his father was always comparing me unfavorably with Justin and dismissing my achievements in comparison to his success in Canada.
Wow.
So I'm going to put this on Facebook. Take a look, because pictures are pictures, and we all have doppelgangers. I still have been at times told by a few women here in town that I look like Burt Reynolds.
Burt.
And that's probably true since he's been dead for some time now.
I don't think that's what they meant, Greg.
No.
I get a kick out of it when that happens. It's funny. So anyway,
you really do look like Burt Reynolds from Boogie Nights. See, Burt? Quite the spitting image. The salt and pepper. It works. It plays.
Well, I told you I had lunch with Burt Reynolds, right?
Oh, yeah, and he had...
He didn't even have his hairpiece on.
Right.
He did not want to be there. He looked hungover as hell. And you could see little glue marks on his scalp where normally, I mean, glue.
He just didn't care that day.
They looked like, I noticed the top of his head was flaky, and then, I mean, excuse me, Bert, can I get a good look at the top of your head? Something, I didn't say that.
You need to inspect your scalp, kind sir. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that it was just residue from where he normally glued on his hairpiece.
Maybe he forgot his hat that day or something?
Or didn't care.
Wow.
But on that day, he didn't seem to care about anything.
He was not trying to impress.
Yeah. Well, he would just, you know, if he's hung over something, probably in how that feels, that's no fun.
I've been there.
Now, Greg, if I could shift gears here.
I have to do a message for Mr. Electric, since they just brought us that electrifying story.
All right.
And here it is. You don't have to worry about who to call when you need an electrical service performed, an installation, a repair, whatever it is. All the electricians that work for Mr. Electric are certified master electricians, the very best at what they do. This company was founded, like so many of our sponsors, on top-notch customer service principles. For example, when they come over on appointment, it's at a specific time, and that's when they'll be there. When you need a price on a project, they'll size it up and give you a price, and that's the price you'll pay. There's no surprises, no games. Things that are common complaints with folks that work in the service industry, Mr. Electric does it all up front. And we have had a number. We've had them to the house three different occasions to get things done, and they've done a fantastic job each and every time. And that includes the Ring doorbell system, which the box says you can put in yourself, but I said, no. I think this is a job for Mr. Electric. So put the number under a refrigerator magnet so it's handy when you need it, 269-8886. And then you have that go-to electrician, because many times you have to call them on a rather urgent basis, or visit MrElectric.com and do a little more research.
Yes, I'm in the mood to put my best foot forward and show a little initiative. So I already have, without solicitation, the Smithsonian Channel schedule for this evening.
Just wow.
Because that's all I'm doing this weekend is...
Regular brown noser today there, Joey.
Well, I mean... You gotta do it sometimes, Eddie.
So, what excitement do I have to look forward to? Because I'm sure I'll be home with a bite to eat by 7 o'clock.
At 7 p.m.
Yes.
Air disasters, deadly go around.
Deadly go around.
Or deadly go round. China Airlines, flight 140, is less than 3 minutes from touching down at Japan's Nagoya Airport.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the highly automated A300 gains speed and won't respond to the pilot's nosedive commands. After an aborted landing and attempted go-around, the aircraft stalls and crashes into the ground, killing 264 passengers and crew. With so many A300s in service around the world, investigators must determine what happened before their similar accidents occur. And at 8 p.m.,
does
after
it get
that,
better?
8 p.m., it's going to ease you, you know, mellow you out a little bit.
Okay.
Aerial America.
Oh.
Montana. Big skies.
Big sky.
Big adventure and big spirits. This is Montana. I'll just leave it at that. You don't need anything else.
Well, we drove across Montana in one day on one of those Griswoldian family vacations.
Yeah, buddy. Been there.
600 miles in a Plymouth Fury station wagon with no AC. And all we ate that whole day, because we were trying to get to Minnesota to my grandmother's house, all we ate that whole day were popsicles.
Keep cool.
Yeah.
Taste of dust.
Yeah, bet.
At 9 p.m.
Yes.
Aerial Britain, Scotland. We cover that one.
Yeah.
And if you can stay up past your bedtime at 10 p.m., Private Lives of the Monarchs, Queen Victoria.
Those are really cool because they take you and reenact what the royals did, you know, in previous.
Right.
That's very interesting.
When it's a monarchy, it's not previous administrations, previous what's? What's the
monarchs?
Word? No, but is the monarch
dynasties?
Yeah, maybe that's the
word. But you can have a dynasty that's a new monarch. It's like your son or something.
Well,
Brant.
Oh, Brant McDonald, Mr. Right on the Money.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I wasn't aware you were going to be calling at this particular time, but I'm glad you did.
I know.
So let's spend a few minutes wrapping up the week.
Yeah, if it works out. So, first of all, I've got my car turned off. No more Bluetoothing and all of that. That was crazy what happened yesterday. Anyway, it was a little bit of a rough week. I mean, let's face it. I think this is the fifth week in a row we've gone down. It is somewhat concerning. I mean, obviously, we've talked on and on and on about the trade thing. That's all anyone cares about, believe me. And when you look around the world at all the various data points, crude oil really getting hit hard. That's a clear indication that, you know, the world anyway believes that things are about to slow down. And then we saw this purchasing manager index number and durable goods orders, which were pretty weak. I gotta say, they were a little weak. That is another indication, you know, that things may be slowing down. Now, clearly, when you see a durable goods order like that, that has to do with import-export, and that's where we're seeing things begin to trend down. Clearly, that's tariffs. That's this trade deal. And I think as long as this can stay a short-lived situation, which is what I really believe is going to take place here, I think we're going to get a deal done. It's going to be a really watered-down deal. I don't think it's going to be the grand deal that everyone hopes for. China's just not in the mood to do that. And so it's not going to happen. But if we can get something done, then I think, you know, the market will adjust quickly. Because the thing markets hate is uncertainty, just the not knowing. Is Trump going to go with another $325 billion with tariffs? Is he going to follow through on this Huawei thing permanently? You know, is China going to go after Apple? Are they going to, you know, ratchet up on their side? These are things that create a lot of uncertainty and worry, and that's why we've had this sort of downward trajectory with markets over the last few weeks. And that's why I also believe we're going to get a little small deal done, remove the uncertainty. And then I'm afraid that we may be in for, heck, 2 or 3 years of ongoing fighting with China over this issue. And, you know, but, hey, I think the fight is well worth it. I will say that. I mean, we can't just literally give over our sovereignty and trade secrets, technology, and all of that to the Chinese. It makes no sense.
Well, the Democrats will run on getting that deal done because they'll just bend over and give China whatever it wants. And then if Trump gets reelected, they'll blame the Chinese collusion conspiracy for, you know, perpetuating it. It's getting easier and easier to see the future based on what's happening just over the last week with all that insanity.
But, well, it's interesting because I think clearly, and I'll just hit it right head on in terms of the political aspect of this. There's no question in my mind whatsoever. When Joe Biden entered the race, when they pulled him in kicking and screaming, they mobilized the entire sort of mainstream moderate part of the party, the core of it, trying to save themselves. And they reached out to Xi over in China and said, hey, listen, can you hold off a little while? And then they pulled the rug out from under Trump. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump, in his side, absolutely believes this is an issue that if it's left unsettled, and he can clearly show and communicate to the American people that he's out there fighting for them, mm-hmm. that he can turn it into a political issue, and the American people pivot on that and reelect him as president. The Democrats believe that they can take this and create this sort of idea that Trump is inept, he handled it wrong, shouldn't have done it this way, that they're the ones who can come in and fix it. So I do think we're going to get a little deal, and it's going to be a huge campaign issue as we go into 2020.
And with that, Brad, the market's closed on Monday for Memorial Day, obviously, so when we reconvene on Tuesday, we'll see how all of this plays out. Maybe things will cool off over the next couple of days. Let me remind everybody listening that taking control of your financial future is just a matter of picking up the phone and calling 387-0094 and arranging an appointment to meet Brandt and the incredible team of people at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management so you can discuss ideas. That's really what it is, a conversation. Questions that maybe you haven't given much thought to, but you will be asked, like, where would you like to be in a year or 5 years, or what have you done to prepare for retirement, those kinds of things, and figuring out a painless amount of money that can accumulate into something. You don't walk in with a suitcase full of money. You walk in with goals, and Brandt and his team will help you achieve those. 387-0094 McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, I'm glad you were able to get through, and have a great rest of the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. And I hope everyone joins me and that they, you know, celebrate on Monday. Memorial Day, obviously, a very, very special day. And I know we'll be doing our part. Anyway, have a great weekend. And try to stay cool. It's hotter than blazes out here.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, record-breaking heat all weekend. That's what Rich Thomas has been warning us.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, my friend.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we're at 419. Let's hit the traffic dungeon, Rich's forecast, and then we're back. And by the way, if there's something you would like to hear, 272-9228. Have we redeemed the winning word yet?
No.
Oh, well, that's coming up, but not right now.
Montgomery Sky Watch looking around the river region, and it's a busy Friday afternoon. Lots of folks look like they're getting off work early or headed out for the holiday, so there's a lot of traffic out there. If you're on the boulevard, there aren't any major hang-ups, but it's crowded enough that you're going to slow down at all the intersections. We don't have any problems on the 31s. If you're on the interstates, they look really good this afternoon. All the traffic is moving at a speed limit ride. We do have a lot of jam-ups on the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, though, so be careful on the east side of Montgomery. Let's watch out where you're going. Look out for the other guy and get home safely. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. What can I say? It's an old-fashioned summer heat wave, and it is still just the month of May. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 71. For tomorrow, another very hot day, maybe up to about 98 for a high. That's another record. The sunshine and the blazing heat continues on Sunday and Monday. I've got the high pegged at 99, but we could easily get to the century mark either one or both of those days, and still we're dry. In fact, even on Tuesday, we're in the upper 90s. Take precautions, stay hydrated, wear sunscreen, stay under an air conditioner if you can, or jump in a pool or a lake. It'll be a little cooler on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
This is my 15th Memorial Day here in town, and in all the years I've been adding bets to our collection, this has always been one of our most popular for this particular holiday, and Rosie wanted to hear it.
It's hilarious.
So we'll go into the break with a memorable Real Men of Genius. I know this guy. I think he's from Canada.
Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Very soon, you'll be required to put on a swimsuit and parade your 230-pound beer and nacho storage facility around the lake.
Haven't lost my winter fat.
As you frolic in the water, it occurs to everyone that with a couple of nipple rings, you could serve as a human boat dock.
Everyone ashore now.
You're not just providing shade for sunbathers. Let's face it. The last time something blocked out this much sun, the dinosaurs disappeared.
Spinosaurus Rex now.
So go ahead. See if your 1,000-pound ass can influence the tide. Do a cannonball and force the entire state to live in FEMA trailers. Because after all, sooner or later, the Coast Guard will lure you out to sea with whale song.
Mr. Not Ready for Memorial Day.
Thank you for requesting that. We discussed something off the air that I think I may go ahead and do. Never done this before.
Do it.
I've read some of my magazine columns on the air
after
they were published. But the one for June is done. It's called Big Mac and Fried. And it's a story about the Fleetwood Mac party. It starts with that. And blah, blah, blah. But, and I was thinking maybe of giving you a sneak preview.
Yeah.
Sort of a...
Sure. Soft opening. Not the grand opening.
Well, sort of like submitted for your approval kind of thing.
Oh, I was going to go with a tease.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like the trailer to a movie.
But those of you who've listened to the show for any length of time know I need at least 3 phone calls from people to say, read the damn thing already. It's kind of a tradition here.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be doing anything until I get some of those, the 272-9228.
Call 272-9228.
Watch the lights light up.
Gee, I hope I have a copy of it here. I just realized. I don't know if I have the finished. There's a good rough draft. I know that.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Rosie, I see we have a couple of calls.
Yes.
This is...
John.
John, good afternoon.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just ready for you to read the damn thing already.
Thank you.
I appreciate the encouragement. Thank you.
No problem. Great show. Love you, man.
Thank you. That was nice. I'm getting more confident. Hi, who's this?
This is Cooter. Read the damn thing already.
He does. He's so dependable when these moments occur.
First time caller, Cooter.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I know you've been here for a while, and I wish I could say that, you know, my life is better because you're here, and I really appreciate all that. But that's exactly the way it is. That's exactly the way it is, man.
Oh.
Seriously, I'm better for you being here.
I'm
now read the damn thing already.
Yes, sir.
He's speechless. Bye.
How could I not after a wonderful comment like that? Okay, so that's two. So we're a little bit closer at 427.
Fox saying, read it.
Fox. We got a fox coming into the air. How do you keep one of those things away?
Trap him.
Well, I don't want
to. No, live animal trap. You just trap him and take him. Somebody else you don't really like, you let him out in their place.
He's a competitor. He's a carnivore. Don't feel all
He was chowing down on something in my yard this morning.
How do we keep the fox away?
But well, here's
the solution. You don't want him to get the dogs.
How does he get in?
Kind of like a cat, man.
This is what I'm saying. Let's come up with strategies to keep the fox away.
Here's a call.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, read the dang thing.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Okay, that's three. I'll do it. We got to take this break first. Oh, it's 4:27.
Well, don't do this.
You saw it coming, didn't you, Joey?
Don't do this.
Joey.
You've gotten all this encouragement from all these people who love you. You've changed lives in the river region. I've given you the Smithsonian Channel so you know what you're doing tonight.
What a bunch of crap.
We revisited your glory days. He was a stallion down in Miami.
Oh, you saying?
Read the damn thing already. Don't talk about the time. I don't want to hear about the time.
Rando.
How about if I read it in my Mr. Red voice? Hello, Wilbur.
Hey,
Randall. What's happening, dude?
How you doing, Randall?
Hey, not only... Hey, Mr. The man is the man that slings more houses than... Let me stop there. Oh, but Greg, let me tell you, not only do we need you to read it now, can you start putting it on tapes? Like, let it come out like on tape a week later? Like, you read it in your voice a week after it comes out in book? And so us folks who can't read, huh?
Yeah, books on tape.
It's an idea, man. I give that some thought. Thank you.
Hey, I love your voice, and I can fall asleep with it any night. All right, bro, we'll see.
Whoa there, Teddy boy. I mean, Randall.
Eric.
Hello?
Hey, guy.
Greg, I'm up here sweating my, read the damn thing already, man.
Appreciate it. Thank
you.
Hey,
you ain't gotta ask us for permission. If you wrote it, guaranteed it's good.
Yeah.
Well, just go ahead and hit us with it.
I'm very bashful. All right, Eric, I'll get on it right after this break coming up, okay?
All right, boss, man.
Thanks. Big Mike.
Yes, sir. Hello, Greg and gang. How y'all doing today?
We're
great.
Right.
Good. Good deal. Good deal. Beautiful day. Hey, Greg, read the damn thing already.
Yeah. Wow. All right. That was a command. I feel like I should salute you. Big played,
Mike
sir.
Has spoken.
Big Mike has spoken.
Yep.
Greg will be reading soon.
Roger that. Love y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll be looking forward to listening to it.
Okay.
You too, Big Mike.
All righty. So here's what I'll do. I got to go to my sent file and find the final draft. What I'm going to do, it'll be easier to read if I print it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're sure in a cooperative mood today, Joey.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
And you are, believe me, young fella. You are. God, you know, Eddie, Rosie, he has come such a long distance. Just in the time. I know, coming fresh out of summer camp.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
Swarthy laughter.
That sound good to you, Joey?
All right.
You know, I've been trying to be helpful today, and you had to bring up that trauma.
Would you rather have Barney?
That's what I was thinking. It could have been worse.
You know what? I bet there's, a Barney in
what
here.
What is this, Rosie? What did I ever do to you?
Let's see what we got here from Barney that might be good for...
I'm saying count your blessings.
I count them every day.
You said the birds and the bees one was helpful. We got Barney on death. Lead poisoning.
Imposter Barney, number one.
Playing outside.
It's not the actual Barney.
How do you know that?
Because I know.
That's what I thought.
I was a Barney
Violent
kid.
Sports.
I know it when I hear it.
Maybe Barney's had a few rough years.
Probably.
Well, I'll get the playing outside one because that's very important for young Joey.
Playing outside?
Well, yeah. You're in this radio studio for 7 hours a day. You got to get out there and...
Out in the elements?
Get some fresh air.
But I don't feel safe outside.
You got to get vitamin C.
What?
That's the big deficiency in America right now. Not people getting vitamin C.
You get that from the sun?
But you got C that from these cough drops.
No, it's D. Oh.
I gotta get D?
Error.
Joey needs the D.
Sorry!
Okay, at 4:32, back to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through a busy Friday afternoon. We have another accident to tell you about. This one's on Harrison Road in the 3300 block. That's going to be right in front of the cemeteries near Channel 32 and 8, so be careful there. If you're on Madison Avenue headed towards the Atlanta Highway, looks like there's a lot of folks rolling with you, so be careful. It's really crowded. You're going to be jammed up around Ann Street and the Federal Drive area. You'll get a break till you get out around East Chase, and then it's going to get real thick for you, so be careful. I-85 and I-65 don't seem to have any issues at this time this afternoon. Everybody's rolling along just fine. We've had a couple of accidents over on the Taylor Road area, so be careful there and watch the traffic around you. Let's get home safely and get a holiday started. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
You are an extraordinary individual. Your name is legendary.
Oh, I've been getting that from everybody today. Thank you, William Shatner, though. I appreciate the compliment. Before we go to the
adorable
Rich Thomas, let's give a big warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Hello, everyone. I've come to save young Joey from a fate worse than death.
Thank you.
Yes. How about we play back-to-back Things Emily Hayes Says with, you can pick whichever one you want, Things Southern Women Say. It doesn't matter. They're all good.
Okay. Rosie's making a note. We'll get that on after I read the damn thing already.
And that way he won't have to listen to Barney or anything else of that. Yeah. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful weekend, a great Memorial Day, and a great big
Warhawk. And back at you. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. What can I say? It's an old-fashioned summer heat wave, and it is still just the month of May. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 71. For tomorrow, another very hot day, maybe up to about 98 for a high. That's another record. The sunshine and the blazing heat continues on Sunday and Monday. I've got the high pegged at 99, but we could easily get to the century mark either one or both of those days, and still we're dry. In fact, even on Tuesday, we're in the upper 90s. Take precautions, stay hydrated, wear sunscreen, stay under an air conditioner if you can, or jump in a pool or a lake. It'll be a little cooler on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Listen to this if you are retired. Now imagine you're at the beach, sun shining down, and the ocean is tickling your toes. And you smile because this is your third summer vacation. How? Because all your retirement questions were answered at the Life and Legacy series. You attended and took action and completed a financial life plan that protects your assets from creditors and predators and the government. You use your IRA as an estate planning tool that will last your family for generations. If this isn't you, well, summer is right around the corner. Join the Financial Life Planning Experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club for a free, fun, information-packed workshop focusing on your retirement questions. Space is limited. Call 649-4911 to register. Food will be served. Call 649-4911 to register. Don't miss out. Call 649-4911. On May 28th at the Capital City Club. Again, that's 649-4911 to register.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I'm sitting here at Jimmy's Buddy's cookout surrounded by middle-aged guys with their shirts off. It's like swimming with a pack of hairy-backed whales. Would it kill you to do a sit-up? Ugh, and there are the wives, yakking it up around the potato salad, getting drunk on Chardonnay, and trying not to think about getting up tomorrow morning with the kids. Mommy's not feeling too good this morning. Look, here are the keys. Just drive yourself to school, okay? Is this all there is in life? Burnt meat and talking about the good old days when you used to get drunk with your friends? Sort of like right now when you're getting drunk with your friends? Ah, heck with it. What kind of Chardonnay is that anyway?
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
All right, this is unprecedented on this show, a submitted for your approval kind of thing. And it's a preview of my June... Now, I want to give a little backstory on this, if I could, because I was, I've been working on it for 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
One called Funny Farm. I could run a search on my email and show you I've got about 9 different pharmaceutical medications that are advertised on TV that I've made notes on because the consistency in the way they approach marketing these medications. And I'm not against medications that can help somebody lead a better life. But they all come with the same ghastly list of side effects.
Oh, my gosh.
But, and I was going to start it because several of them use songs that were part of our generation's top 40. And among them, oh, 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 Ozempic, you know. One, two, three, trilogy, yada.
That's
in fact, somebody... one of our listeners mentioned that they were taking Trelegy and it was very helpful. Again, I'm not against it. I'm just saying, in addition to choosing music from that era, the way they portray the people that require the medication is quite glamorous, even though you have something that's slowly killing you. But, and so I made it up by I was going to make that happen for the June issue, but as usual, just like this show, just like that thing we do on Channel 8 every morning. Here's our topic today, and 30 seconds later, we're in the woods on something else. So I started writing this, and it ended up being more a story about a party long ago. So that's it. I'll take a deep breath, and I'll read the damn thing already.
Here we go.
All right.
Long ago, there was a garish purple castle. It was on the near north side of Chicago and owned by Lord Hugh Hefner, founder of the Playboy Empire. Inside, the decor was bordello-like, and I mentioned there I've seen pictures. On a summer afternoon in 1977, Hefner's castle was littered with bunny women. They were scantily clad, featuring abundant bosom beneath their winsome smiles. In my hand, a coveted ticket to a private party in Hef's castle with Fleetwood Mac, exclamation point. In 77, Fleetwood Mac displaced Elton John as the hottest thing since Elton John, thanks to their Rumors album. Rumors remains one of the greatest LPs ever produced by any band. I gotta be honest here, the Chicago Playboy Mansion was one of the cheesiest places I've ever been. My invitation was one of only a couple dozen issued to Chicago radio DJs on stations that played Fleetwood Mac. I doubted the band was looking forward to meeting the unwashed radio masses, and with good reason. I had just completed a three-year tour of duty with Styx.
Styx!
That's not in the column. I just added that for fun. And well knew the drain these promotions could be for a band. Every band with a dream wants to be a Fleetwood Mac or Styx.
Styx!
But once there, find it to be a grind of long road trips, PR events like the one on this 1977 day, and thanking the people who made their success possible. The one time a band has privacy, time that is truly their own, is on the stage performing. Seriously. The Playboy Mansion event was memorable for many reasons. Hef must have made, quote, an arrangement, end quote, with the Chicago Police Department because drug use was open and encouraged. Mirrors featured white mountains of cocaine. Gold Coke spoons were laid out like party favors for guests, I guess in case they left theirs at the radio station. Everybody was coked up at this party. A whole lot of sniffing going on. Open bars were in every corner of the main entertainment room, manned, or I should say womaned, by Hefner's bunnies, dispensing all the booze you could drink with no tipping or touching allowed. Frankly, the bunnies were older women, 40-somethings, who, while friendly, conveyed a streety edge that kept us radio ruffians at a distant distance.
Yeah, good.
Everybody was good and hammered, ordering drinks while bearing telltale white rings around their nostrils. There I was, 24, the nighttime jock on Chicago's Loop 98 FM, partying with the number one band in America. Only three of the band members socialized with us radio heads for the entire 2 hours. Stevie Nicks, who was about as cute gets, was incredibly sweet and gracious. I'd love to offer photographic evidence. There were photos taken. And then in parentheses says, you got some white powder on the side of your face there, sir. You want to brush that off? And I did see the proofs. Stevie tucked her petite self into my welcoming right arm, and we looked great together. I tried for years to track down a copy through Playboy, Warner Brothers Records, and old radio pals with no luck. It would have been a picture to cherish. Christine McVie was a no-show, quote, sick, end quote, we were told. Drummer Mick Fleetwood, a tall dude, mostly stomped around loudly mumbling gibberish. He was so off the wall, none of us regretted not getting a personal introduction. Scary, he was. Kind of a British tone to that.
Mm-hmm. Or Yoda.
Yeah.
The big surprise was Lindsey Buckingham, the lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter. He was the guy Playboy Mansion was built to welcome. Rockstar handsome, impeccably dressed, and incredibly friendly. Few men in 1977 had the world, and Stevie Nicks, by the proverbial butt more than this man. When I work with Styx, I encourage them to turn interviews back onto the interviewer. Quote, make it about them, their station, their favorite Styx song. What's my place? They'll be your friend for life. Lindsey was impressed when I told him of my work with the band because, well, never Fleetwood Mac, Styx had become a nationally established band around that time, too. You know the drill with these parties then, don't you? Asked Buckingham. I replied in the affirmative. I put one of these together just a few months ago right up the street of the Drake Hotel, so yeah, I know how much fun these are for you guys. He smiled, put his hand out, and said, let me get you a drink. Wow. A night to remember for a budding, somewhat stoned Chicago radio jock. Fast forward to 2019. The familiar melody of Lindsey Buckingham's amazing Go Your Own Way is coming from the bedroom TV. It's his song, but not Fleetwood Mac's version. I look at the TV to hear this classic song rewritten with new lyrics to promote a drug called Anoro for COPD sufferers. The spot features glamorously dressed boomers standing before a white backdrop explaining how Anoro allows them to go their own way. The camera pans back and the ailing well-dressed boomer abandons the Anoro sign and walks off to a large outdoor party. Presumably, the ailing boomer walks off hoping none of the announced ghastly side effects of Anoro kick in while attending their glamorous gathering. Buckingham gets paid well, I'm sure, but Go Your Own Way is too great a song to be used promoting medicines, in my humble opinion. A few years back, Lindsey came to Montgomery Performing Arts Center for a solo show, and I had the chance to interview him in advance for the concert. I reminded him of the Playboy Club party all those years ago, and his reaction was priceless. You were at that? I made a subtle reference to the, quote, refreshments at the mansion that night, and he laughed. He said, yeah, I think the statute of limitations have run out on that one. Just shy of turning 70, Buckingham recently underwent open-heart surgery that put his performing future on hold. I think he'll be okay. Hell, Mick Jagger just had his ticker tinkered with by a surgeon, and he and the Stones are touring again, and Jagger is 75. Earlier this year, Lindsey was kicked out of Fleetwood Mac for reasons unsure. Band politics are rough. It only takes two to tango and break up a great act. Simon and Garfunkel proved that. Why did they boot him? Personality clashes? Issues with his former lover Stevie Nicks? In any event, Fleetwood Mac is not Fleetwood Mac without him. The reasons given for his departure are probably just rumors.
Oh.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Play on words.
Well, as well as, like,
yes.
Reprise.
Ticker, yes. Tinkered with. I like that.
Alliteration, too. Joey.
Yeah, that's well done, Greg.
Very good.
Please clap.
It looks like seals. Yay!
Yeah, those of you listening have no idea how great it is to have three people in the room who put up with my, you know, on a day like this.
You're a very creative writer. Very creative.
The only thing that, I mean, this would have been rock solid if I just had that picture of me and Stevie Nicks.
I know.
I hate that I don't, because then it creates maybe some doubt.
No, people. There's no doubt.
Well, now during that time.
There's no doubt.
You remember the band were, they were all sleeping with each other, and that was part of the issues they were having. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that kind of came back up, and if that's why they finally got Buckingham out of the band. They just couldn't come back together as one.
You know, I think that's a possibility. You know, the thing is, the older you get, the more defined you become. So if there were clashes on certain things 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, they only intensify with the passing of time.
That's very true.
So, I kind of have to assume that that is a factor, you know, that if there's an issue between two people in a group, they're going to dig in.
Well, plus, a lot of the songs that were written about each other in the band, you know, that's got to have a... It's one thing to know that, you know, what's going on, but then to have somebody write a song about it, and now you're on stage performing it, and it's just kind of deep.
There does come a point where there is too much water under the bridge.
Yeah. True.
Well, I stand by my assertion in that story that Fleetwood Mac without him is not Fleetwood Mac.
I agree.
I'm glad that, you know, since I saw it up close and personal, I don't think Styx has suffered at all. They do great tours, and they sell a ton of tickets without the original lead singer and songwriter, the guy that wrote their hits, Dennis DeYoung.
Yep, Dennis DeYoung.
So I'm sure Fleetwood Mac can tour and draw large crowds and all of that, but I still think that without him, there's something there.
It's missing. Missing so, link.
And, you know, I've been keeping my eyes open. I check all the radio services to see if there's any, you know, new information. I did a little Google searching to see if there was any new information on what may have busted them all up. So, but I didn't see anything that I hadn't heard before. Just the way it is in the rock and roll business.
Yeah, it's funny. Just you think of, like, Simon and Garfunkel. You know, they were a great duo. They broke up. They'd get back together for, I think, one concert.
One concert.
Split right back up again. It's just, you know, us on the outside, we're like, why can't you get it together and just perform? And, you know, but for whatever reason, there's just some real deep-seated
feelings. Yes, and the longer they go on, the longer they know each other. Yeah. That's why once the Beatles split up, they all vehemently denied they'd ever work together again. And then the first thing I said the morning after John Lennon was murdered was, well, this certainly precludes any possibility they'll ever reunite. There were a lot of rumors going on then that they were going to do one concert for some great world cause, and that would be that. And there were rumors, too, that Julian Lennon, John's son, whose voice eerily sounded like his dad's, it still wouldn't be the Beatles, but it would have been kind of cool. And then Paul and Ringo and... they've done some things together. In fact, I have a...
Still love Ringo. Just a big goofy. I mean, he's a drummer and just a big goofy guy. Kind of like a dog.
The Barney of the music world.
Yeah, I mean...
Jay did a random fact recently about who had the most number one hits as a solo artist, and it's Ringo.
It's Ringo, that's right.
But this is how that works.
Well, I'm waiting for Paul to write some words and Joe to play some licks. And I'm waiting for Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit, playing me drums. While the real talent writes me a hit song, playing me drums. Peace and love. Paul, you're almost done in the other room then.
You know, I've heard all my years in the radio business around music, you know, Ringo sucked. You know why Ringo stayed with the Beatles? Because Ringo never pretended to be anything more than what he was.
Yeah, right.
And that's the politics of being in a band. You know your role. You don't assign yourself a level of importance unless it's assigned to you by the true leadership in the group. It's just like office politics, too. Yeah.
My favorite Ringo story is a quaint little anecdote from, Tal Bachman, the guy behind Bachman Turner Overdrive and so many others, and they were like touring together, and Ringo rented out this movie theater just for them. So it's an empty theater other than the, you know, all the touring bands. And, you know, Ringo's a little guy, and Bachman is a, like 6'5" or whatever.
I don't know if I told you this, but when I worked with Styx.
Styx!
We toured with BTO, but the guys behind their backs called him Bachman Turner Overweight.
Yeah, and so this big man in this empty theater, Ringo's already in his seat. Yeah. And so just as a, you know, to rib him, joke with him a little bit, sits right in front of him in the room. And Ringo's response is, hey, mate, you forgot your effing sombrero. So he goes back into the ball, buys a sombrero, and sits back down in front of him. Like, those stories are just, I can't imagine the fact that you got the tour with Styx.
Sorry, it's a little earlier.
Had to be fun.
Oh, I saw some amazing things, and one of the concerts was them opening for Bachman Turner Overweight at the Chicago Stadium. Lady had become a hit, but BTO had You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet and Rolling Down the Highway, a whole bunch of songs, so they were the opening act. They weren't bad guys. They were, they looked like, I don't know, stockroom guys who happened to put together, they were just big dudes. Not particularly charming either. Kansas was fun. That we were on the road with them in Florida. That's another lame-ass story there, too. Everybody getting back to the Holiday Inn after the show. There's nobody around except the guys in the band, and we're all getting drunk together at Holiday Inns all the way down the state of Florida from Daytona Beach to Lakeland down to Miami.
That's just so crazy. Just like here, I remember my mom would tell us when Elvis was here, you know, of course everybody would freak out, but you could go to the hotel he was staying at. There was, you know, not a whole lot of security, and usually he was down the bar.
Someone we used to work with was working at that place when Elvis was in town.
Yeah. It's just crazy. I mean, nowadays you can't even get on the, you know, in the hotel, much less hang out in the bar with the star. So,
well, I know that they don't handle rock and roll divorces, but they do handle your divorce, whether it's a just a two people reaching a point in life where they decide to go their own way, as Lindsey Buckingham once said, or somebody gets ambushed, guy gets served with papers like I did. Oh, what a surprise. And you're so stunned, you don't even know where to go first. And of course, I made every possible mistake in handling that, which is why I emphasize, if you're a guy and you are handed divorce papers, don't do anything until you've talked to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Thomas. And they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, and they will have the wisdom to help you not make the mistakes that I did. Let them take care of business on your behalf. That will give you an immediate sense of relief because you'll know they'll be on the job for you. If you're a News Talk listener, you get a generous discount on your consultation fee, because all you got to do is mention my name, Joey, News Talk, and that consultation fee will be at a dramatically reduced price. And then read the testimonials at their website, divorceformenalabama.com. They, better than anything I can tell you, explain the difference they made, not just from a legal standpoint and the outcome, but for the support provided during the process. 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we're a bit behind here, so we're going to hit the traffic dungeon. We got Fox News coming out, and then we're back for the final hour. Do we have any requests pending? Master Thespians, right?
Things Emily says.
Things Emily said, things other women say. Okay, I'll get that ready. And if you have something you'd like to hear between now and 6, 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our afternoon rush hour, and things actually look pretty good out on the roadways this afternoon. It's quite busy. We have a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It is congested all the way from I-65 over to the Troy Highway, but it's moving. We see another big crowd of folks around the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. Let's be careful out there this afternoon. If you're leaving the downtown area, looks like a lot of folks are rolling with you. Be careful as you head out towards the interstates or out at Madison Avenue. We don't see any problems on the 31s, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride, so let's be careful out there this afternoon and get home safely. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price.